The following is the text entry of the article on Wikipedia, Michael Jordan, and is current as of Wednesday, November 28, 2012. For the text of this article, please visit www.wikipedia.org. Michael Jordan, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, born February 17, 1963, also known by his initials MJ, is an American former professional basketball player, entrepreneur, and majority owner and chairman of the Charlotte Bobcats. His biography on the National Basketball Association NBA website states, "By acclamation, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time." End quote. Jordan was one of the most effectively marketed athletes of his generation and was considered instrumental in popularizing the NBA around the world in the 1980s and 90s. After a three-season career at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where he was a member of the Tar Heels National Championship team in 1982, Jordan joined the NBA's Chicago Bulls in 1984. He quickly emerged as a league star, entertaining crowds with his prolific scoring. His leaping ability, illustrated by performing slam dunks from the free throw line in slam dunk contests, earned him the nicknames Air Jordan and His Airness. He also gained a reputation for being one of the best defensive players in basketball. In 1991, he won his first NBA championship with the Bulls, and followed that achievement with titles in 1992 and 1993, securing a three-peat. Although Jordan abruptly retired from basketball at the beginning of the 1993-94 NBA season to pursue a career in baseball, he rejoined the Bulls in 1995 and led them to three additional championships, 1996, 97, and 98, as well as an NBA record 72 regular season wins in the 1995-96 NBA season. Jordan retired for a second time in 1999, but returned for two more NBA seasons from 2001 to 2003 as a member of the Washington Wizards. Jordan's individual accolades and accomplishments include five MVP awards, 10 All-NBA First Team designations, 9 All-Defensive First Team honors, 14 NBA All-Star Game appearances, 3 All-Star Game MVP awards, 10 scoring titles, 3 steals titles, 6 NBA Finals MVP awards, and the 1988 NBA Defensive Player of the Year award. He holds the NBA records for highest career regular season scoring average, 30.12 points per game, and highest career playoff scoring average, 33.45 points per game. In 1999, he was named the greatest North American athlete of the 20th century by ESPN and was second to Babe Ruth on the Associated Press's list of athletes of the century. He was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2009. Jordan is also noted for his product endorsements. He fueled the success of Nike's Air Jordan sneakers, which were introduced in 1985 and remain popular today. Jordan also starred in the 1996 feature film Space Jam as himself. He is the majority owner and head of basketball operations for the NBA's Charlotte Bobcats, having won a bidding war to buy a controlling interest in the team from founding owner Robert L. Johnson. Contents. 1. Early years. 2. Professional career. 3. Olympic career. 4. Post-retirement. 5. Player profile. 6. Legacy. 7. Personal life. 8. Media figure and business interests. 9. Honors and awards. Early years. Jordan was born in Brooklyn, New York, the son of Dolores, née Peoples, who worked in banking, and James R. Jordan, Sr., an equipment supervisor. His family moved to Wilmington, North Carolina, when he was a toddler. Jordan attended Emsley A. Laney High School in Wilmington, where he anchored his athletic career by playing baseball, football, and basketball. He tried out for the varsity basketball team during his sophomore year, but at 5'11", or 1.8 meters, he was deemed too short to play at that level. His taller friend, Harvest Leroy Smith, was the only sophomore to make the team. Motivated to prove his worth, Jordan became the star of Laney's junior varsity squad and tallied several 40-point games. The following summer, he grew 4 inches and trained rigorously. Upon earning a spot on the varsity roster, Jordan averaged about 20 points per game over the final 2 seasons of high school play. As a senior, he was selected to the McDonald's All-American team after averaging a triple-double, 29.2 points, 11.6 rebounds, and 10.1 assists. In 1981, Jordan earned a basketball scholarship to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where he majored in cultural geography. As a freshman, in Coach Dean Smith's team-oriented system, he was named ACC Freshman of the Year after he averaged 13.4 points per game on 53.4% shooting. He made the game-winning jump shot in the 1982 NCAA Championship game against Georgetown, which was led by future NBA rival Patrick Ewing. Jordan later described this shot as the major turning point in his basketball career. During his 3 seasons in North Carolina, he averaged 17.7 points per game on 54% shooting and added 5.0 rebounds per game. He was selected by consensus to the NCAA All-American First Team in both his sophomore, 1983, and junior, 1984, seasons. After winning the Naismith and the Wooden College Player of the Year awards in 1984, Jordan left North Carolina 1 year before his scheduled graduation to enter the 1984 NBA draft. The Chicago Bulls selected Jordan with the 3rd overall pick after Hakeem Olajuwon from the Houston Rockets and Sam Bowie from the Portland Trail Blazers. Jordan returned to North Carolina to complete his degree in 1986.
Professional career. During his first season in the NBA, Jordan averaged 28.2 points per game on 51.5% shooting. He quickly became a fan favorite, even in opposing arenas, and appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated with the heading, "A Star is Born," just over a month into his professional career. Jordan was also voted in as an All-Star starter by the fans in his rookie season. Controversy arose before the All-Star game when word surfaced that several veteran players, led by Isaiah Thomas, were upset by the amount of attention Jordan was receiving. This led to a so-called freeze-out on Jordan, where players refused to pass him the ball throughout the game. The controversy left Jordan relatively unaffected when he returned to regular season play, and he would go on to be voted Rookie of the Year. The Bulls finished the season 38-44 and lost in the first round of the playoffs in 4 games to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Jordan's second season was cut short by a broken foot, which caused him to miss 64 games. Despite Jordan's injury and a 30-52 record, the Bulls made the playoffs. Jordan recovered in time to participate in the playoffs and performed well upon his return. Against a 1985-86 Boston Celtics team that is often considered one of the greatest in NBA history, Jordan set the still unbroken record for points in a playoff game with 63 in Game 2. The Celtics, however, managed to sweep the series. Jordan had recovered completely by the 1986-87 season and had one of the most prolific scoring seasons in NBA history. He became the only player other than Wilt Chamberlain to score 3,000 points in a season, averaging a league-high 37.1 points on 48.2% shooting. In addition, Jordan demonstrated his defensive prowess as he became the first player in NBA history to record 200 steals and 100 blocks in a season. Despite Jordan's success, Magic Johnson won the league's Most Valuable Player award. The Bulls reached 40 wins and advanced to the playoffs for the 3rd consecutive year. However, they were again swept by the Celtics. Mid-career, Pistons roadblock. Jordan led the league in scoring again in the 1987-88 season, averaging 35 points per game on 53.5% shooting, and won his first league MVP award.
He was also named the Defensive Player of the Year, as he had averaged 1.6 blocks and a league-high 3.16 steals per game. The Bulls finished 50-32 and made it out of the first round of the playoffs for the first time in Jordan's career, as they defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers in 5 games. However, the Bulls then lost in 5 games to the more experienced Detroit Pistons, who were led by Isaiah Thomas and a group of physical players known as the Bad Boys. In the 1988-89 season, Jordan again led the league in scoring, averaging 32.5 points per game on 53.8% shooting from the field, along with 8 RPG and 8 assists per game. The Bulls finished with a 47-35 record and advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, defeating the Cavaliers and New York Knicks along the way. The Cavaliers series included a career highlight for Jordan when he hit the shot over Craig Ello at the buzzer in the 5th and final game of the series. However, the Pistons again defeated the Bulls, this time in 6 games, by utilizing their Jordan Rules method of guarding Jordan, which consisted of double and triple teaming him every time he touched the ball. The Bulls entered the 1989-90 season as a team on the rise, with their core group of Jordan and young improving players like Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant, and under the guidance of new coach Phil Jackson. Jordan averaged a league-leading 33.6 points per game on 52.6% shooting, to go with 6.9 RPG and 6.3 APG, in leading the Bulls to a 55-27 record. They again advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, beating the Bucks and Philadelphia 76ers en route. However, despite pushing the series to 7 games, the Bulls lost to the Pistons for the 3rd consecutive season. First three-peat. In the 1990-1991 season, Jordan won his second MVP award after averaging 31.5 PPG on 53.9% shooting, 6.0 RPG, and 5.5 APG for the regular season. The Bulls finished in first place in their division for the first time in 16 years and set a franchise record with 61 wins in the regular season. With Scottie Pippen developing into an all-star, the Bulls had elevated their play. The Bulls defeated the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers in the opening 2 rounds of the playoffs. They advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, where their rival, the Detroit Pistons, awaited them. However, this time the Bulls beat the Pistons in a surprising sweep. In an unusual ending to the 4th and final game, Isaiah Thomas led his team off the court before the final seconds had concluded. Most of the Pistons went directly to their locker room instead of shaking hands with the Bulls. The Bulls compiled an outstanding 15-2 record during the playoffs and advanced to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history, where they beat the LA Lakers 4-1. Perhaps the best-known moment of the series came in Game 2 when, attempting a dunk, Jordan avoided a potential Sam Perkins block by switching the ball from his right hand to his left in midair to lay the shot in. In his first finals appearance, Jordan posted per-game averages of 31.2 points on 56% shooting from the field, 11.4 assists, 6.6 rebounds, 2.8 steals, and 1.4 blocks. Jordan won his first NBA Finals MVP award, and he cried while holding the NBA Finals trophy. Jordan and the Bulls continued their dominance in the 1991-1992 season, establishing a 67-15 record, topping their franchise record from 1990-91. Jordan won his second consecutive MVP award with averages of 30.1 points, 6.4 rebounds, and 6.1 assists per game on 52% shooting. After winning a physical 7-game series over the New York Knicks in the 2nd round of the playoffs and finishing off the Cleveland Cavaliers in the conference finals in 6 games, the Bulls met Clyde Drexler and the Portland Trail Blazers in the finals. The media, hoping to recreate a Magic Johnson-Larry Bird rivalry, highlighted the similarities between Air Jordan and Clyde the Glide during the pre-finals hype. In the first game, Jordan scored a finals record 35 points in the first half, including a record-setting 6 3-point field games. After the 6th 3-pointer, he jogged down the court, shrugging as he looked courtside. Marv Albert, who broadcast the game, later stated that it was as if Jordan was saying, "I can't believe I'm doing this." The Bulls went on to win Game 1 and defeat the Blazers in 6 games. Jordan was named Finals MVP for the 2nd year in a row and finished the series averaging 35.8 PPG, 4.8 RPG, and 6.5 APG while shooting 53% from the floor. In 1992-93, despite a 32.6 PPG, 6.7 PG, In 1992 to 1993, despite a 32.6 PPG, 6.7 RPG, and 5.5 APG campaign, Jordan's streak of consecutive MVP seasons ended as he lost the award to his friend Charles Barkley. Coincidentally, Jordan and the Bulls met Barkley and his Phoenix Suns in the 1993 NBA Finals. The Bulls captured their 3rd consecutive NBA championship on a game-winning shot by John Paxson and a last-second block by Horace Grant, but Jordan was once again Chicago's catalyst. He averaged a finals record 41.0 PPG during the 6-game series and became the first player in NBA history to win 3 straight finals MVP awards. He scored more than 30 points in every game of the series, including 40 or more points in 4 consecutive games. With his 3rd finals triumph, Jordan capped off a 7-year run where he attained 7 scoring titles and 3 championships. But there were signs that Jordan was tiring of his massive celebrity and all of the non-basketball hassles in his life. Gambling controversy. During the Bulls' playoff run in 1993, controversy arose when Jordan was seen gambling in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the night before a game against the New York Knicks. In that same year, he admitted to having to cover $57,000 in gambling losses, and author Richard Esquinas wrote a book claiming he had won $1.25 million from Jordan on the golf course. In 2005, Jordan talked to Ed Bradley of the CBS evening show 60 Minutes about his gambling and admitted that he had made some reckless decisions. Jordan stated, "Yeah, I've gotten myself into situations where I would not walk away, and I've pushed the envelope. Is that compulsive? Yeah, it depends on how you look at it. If you're willing to jeopardize your livelihood and your family, then yeah." When Bradley asked him if his gambling ever got to the level where it jeopardized his livelihood or family, Jordan replied, "No." First retirement and baseball career. Michael Jordan with Birmingham Barons, shirt number 45 and 35. Played in the outfield and batted with his right and threw with his right. Professional debut, Southern League, April 8, 1994 for the Birmingham Barons. Arizona Fall League, 1994, for the Scottsdale Scorpions. Last professional appearance, in the Southern League, March 10, 1995, for the Birmingham Barons. Southern League statistics, through 1994. Batting average, .202. Runs batted in, 51. Home runs, 3. Arizona Fall League statistics, batting average, .252. Teams, Birmingham Barons 1984 to 1995, Scottsdale Scorpions 1994. On October 6, 1993, Jordan announced his retirement, citing a loss of desire to play the game. Jordan later stated that the murder of his father earlier in the year shaped his decision. James R. Jordan Sr. was murdered on July 23, 1993 at a highway rest area in Lumberton, North Carolina, by 2 teenagers, Daniel Green and Larry Martin Demery. The assailants were traced from calls they made on James Jordan's cellular phone, caught, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. Jordan was close to his father, As a child, he had imitated his father's proclivity to stick out his tongue while absorbed in work. He later adopted it as his own signature, displaying it each time he drove to the basket. In 1996, he founded a Chicago-area boys and girls club and dedicated it to his father. In his 1998 autobiography, For the Love of the Game, Jordan wrote that he had been preparing for retirement as early as the summer of 1992. The added exhaustion due to the Dream Team run in the 1992 Olympics solidified Jordan's feelings about the game and his ever-growing celebrity status. Jordan's announcement sent shockwaves throughout the NBA and appeared on the front pages of newspapers around the world. Jordan then further surprised the sports world by signing a minor league baseball contract with the Chicago White Sox. He reported to spring training and was assigned to the team's minor league system on March 31, 1994. Jordan has stated this decision was made to pursue the dream of his late father, who had always envisioned his son as a major league baseball player. The White Sox were another team owned by Bulls owner Jerry Reinsdorf, who continued to honor Jordan's basketball contract during the years he played baseball. In 1994, Jordan played for the Birmingham Barons, a AA minor league affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, batting .202 with 3 home runs, 51 runs batted in, 30 stolen bases, and 11 errors. He also appeared for the Scottsdale Scorpions in the 1994 Arizona Fall League, batting .252 against the top prospects in baseball. On November 1, 1994, his number 23 was retired by the Bulls in a ceremony that included the erection of a permanent sculpture known as the Spirit outside the new United Center. I'm back. Return to the NBA. In the 1993-94 season, the Bulls, without Jordan, achieved a 55-27 record and lost to the New York Knicks in the second round of the playoffs. But the 1994-95 version of the Bulls was a shell of the championship squad of just 2 years earlier. Struggling at mid-season to ensure a spot in the playoffs, Chicago was 31-31 at one point in mid-March. The team received a lift, however, when Jordan decided to return to the NBA for the Bulls. On March 18, 1995, Jordan announced his return to the NBA through a 2-word press release, "I'm back." The next day, Jordan donned jersey number 45, his number with the Barons, as his familiar 23 had been retired in his honor following his first retirement. He took to the court with the Bulls to face the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis, scoring 19 points. The game had the highest Nielsen rating of a regular season NBA game since 1975. Although he hadn't played an NBA game in a year and a half, Jordan played well upon his return, making a game-winning jump shot against Atlanta in his fourth game back. He then scored 55 points in the next game against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden on March 28, 1995, his first appearance at Madison Square Garden since retiring. Boosted by Jordan's comeback, the Bulls went 13-4 to make the playoffs and advanced to the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Orlando Magic. Though at the end of Game 1, Orlando's Nick Anderson stripped Jordan from behind, leading to the game-winning basket for the Magic, he would later comment that Jordan didn't look like the old Michael Jordan, after which Jordan returned to wearing his old number. Jordan averaged 31 points per game in the series, but Orlando prevailed in 6 games. Second three-peat. Freshly motivated by the playoff defeat, Jordan trained aggressively for the 1995-96 season. Strengthened by the addition of rebound specialist Dennis Rodman, the Bulls dominated the league, starting the season 41-3 and eventually finishing with the best regular season record in NBA history, 72-10. Jordan led the league in scoring with 30.4 PPG and won the league's regular season and All-Star Game MVP awards. In the playoffs, the Bulls lost only 3 games in 4 series, defeating the Seattle Supersonics in the NBA Finals to win the championship. Jordan was named Finals MVP for a record 4th time, surpassing Magic Johnson's 3 Finals MVP awards. He also achieved only the second sweep of the MVP awards in the All-Star Game, regular season, and NBA Finals, Willis Reed having achieved the first during the 1969-1970 season. Because this was Jordan's first championship since his father's murder, and it was on Father's Day, Jordan reacted very emotionally upon winning the title, including a memorable scene of him sobbing on the locker room floor with a game ball. In the 1996-1997 season, the Bulls started out 69-11, but narrowly missed out on a second consecutive 70-win season by losing their final two games to finish 69-13. However, this year Jordan was beaten for the NBA MVP award by Karl Malone. The Bulls again advanced to the finals, where they faced Malone and the Utah Jazz. The series against the Jazz featured two of the more memorable clutch moments of Jordan's career. He won Game 1 for the Bulls with a buzzer-beating jump shot. In Game 5, with the series tied at 2, Jordan played despite being feverish and dehydrated from a stomach virus. In what is known as the flu game, Jordan scored 38 points, including the game-deciding three-pointer with 25 seconds remaining. The Bulls won 90-88 and went on to win the series in 6 games. For the 5th time in as many finals appearances, Jordan received the Finals MVP award. During the 1997 NBA All-Star Game, Jordan posted the first triple-double in All-Star Game history in a victorious effort. However, he did not receive the MVP award. Jordan and the Bulls compiled a 62-20 record in the 1997-98 season. Jordan led the league with 28.7 points per game, securing his 5th regular season MVP award, plus honors for All-NBA First Team, First Defensive Team, and the All-Star Game MVP. The Bulls captured the Eastern Conference Championship for a 3rd straight season, including surviving a grueling 7-game series with Reggie Miller's Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. It was the first time Jordan had played in a Game 7 since the 1992 series with the Knicks. After prevailing, they moved on for a rematch with the Jazz in the Finals. The Bulls returned to Utah for Game 6 on June 14, 1998, leading the series 3-2. Jordan executed a series of plays considered to be one of the greatest clutch performances in NBA Finals history. With the Bulls trailing 86-83 with 41.9 seconds remaining, Phil Jackson called a timeout. When play resumed, Jordan received the inbound pass, drove to the basket, and hit a layup over several Jazz defenders. The Jazz brought the ball up court and passed the ball to forward Karl Malone, who was set up in the low post and was being guarded by Rodman. Malone jostled with Rodman and caught the pass, but Jordan cut behind him and swatted the ball out of his hands for a steal. Jordan then slowly dribbled up court and paused at the top of the key, eyeing his defender, Jazz guard Brian Russell. With fewer than 10 seconds remaining, Jordan started to dribble right, then crossed over to his left, possibly pushing off Russell, although the officials did not call a foul. Jordan then made the climactic jump shot of his career. After John Stockton missed a desperation three-pointer, Jordan and the Bulls secured their 6th NBA championship and secured a 2nd three-peat. Once again, Jordan was voted the Finals MVP, having led all scorers by averaging 33.5 points per game, including 45 in the deciding Game 6. Jordan's 6 Finals MVPs is a record. Shaquille O'Neal, Magic Johnson, and Tim Duncan are tied for 2nd place with 3 apiece. The 1998 Finals holds the highest television rating of any Finals series in history, and Game 6 holds the highest television rating of any game in NBA history. Second retirement. With Phil Jackson's contract expiring, the pending departures of Scottie Pippen, who stated his desire to be traded during the season, and Dennis Rodman, who would sign with the Los Angeles Lakers as a free agent looming, and being in the latter stages of an owner-induced lockout of NBA players, Jordan retired for the 2nd time on January 13, 1999. Jordan retired for the 2nd time on January 13, 1999. On January 19, 2000, Jordan returned to the NBA not as a player, but as part owner and president of basketball operations for the Washington Wizards. Jordan's responsibilities with the Wizards were comprehensive. He controlled all aspects of the Wizards' basketball operations and had the final say in all personal matters. Opinions of Jordan as a basketball executive were mixed. He managed to purge the team of several highly paid unpopular players, such as forward Juwan Howard and point guard Rod Strickland, but used the first pick in the 2001 NBA draft to select high schooler Kwame Brown, who did not live up to expectations and was traded away after four seasons. Despite his January 1999 claim that he was 99.9% certain that he would never play another NBA game, in the summer of 2001, Jordan expressed interest in making another comeback, this time with his new team. Inspired by the NHL comeback of his friend Mario Lemieux the previous winter, Jordan spent much of the spring and summer of 2001 in training, holding several invitation-only camps for NBA players in Chicago. In addition, Jordan hired his old Chicago Bulls head coach, Doug Collins, as Washington's coach for the upcoming season, a decision that many saw as foreshadowing another Jordan return. Washington Wizards comeback. On September 25th, 2001, Jordan announced his return to professional play with the Wizards, indicating his intention to donate his salary as a player to a relief effort for the victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks. In an injury-plagued 2001-2002 season, he led the team in scoring, 22.9 points per game, assists, 5.2 APG, and steals, 1.42 SPG. However, torn cartilage in his right knee ended Jordan's season after only 60 games, the fewest he had played in a regular season since playing 17 games after returning from his first retirement during the 1994-95 season. Playing in his 14th and final NBA All-Star game in 2003, Jordan passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the all-time leading scorer in All-Star game history, a record since broken by Kobe Bryant. That year, Jordan was the only Washington player to play in all 82 games, starting in 67 of them. He averaged 20 points, 6.1 rebounds, 3.8 assists, and 1.5 steals per game. He also shot 45% from the field and 82% from the free throw line. Even though he turned 40 during the season, he scored 20 or more points 42 times, 30 or more points 9 times, and 4 or more points 3 times. On February 21st, 2003, Jordan became the first 40-year-old to tally 43 points in an NBA game. During his stint with the Wizards, all of Jordan's home games at the MCI Center were sold out, and the Wizards were the second most watched team in the NBA, averaging 20,172 fans a game at home and 19,311 on the road. However, neither of Jordan's final two seasons resulted in a playoff appearance for the Wizards, and Jordan was often unsatisfied with the play of those around him. At several points, he openly criticized his teammates to the media, citing their lack of focus and intensity, notably that of the number one draft pick in the 2001 NBA draft, Kwame Brown. With a recognition that 2002-2003 would be Jordan's final season, tributes were paid to him throughout the NBA. In his final game at his old home court, the United Center in Chicago, Jordan received a 4-minute standing ovation. The Miami Heat retired the number 23 jersey on April 11, 2003, even though Jordan had never played for the team. At the 2003 All-Star Game, Jordan was offered a starting spot from Tracy McGrady and Allen Iverson, but refused both. In the end, he accepted the spot of Vince Carter, who decided to give it up under great public pressure. Jordan's final NBA game was on April 16, 2003, in Philadelphia. After scoring only 13 points in the game, Jordan went to the bench with 4 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in the third quarter and with his team trailing the Philadelphia 76ers 75-56. Just after the start of the fourth quarter, the First Union Center crowd began chanting, "We want Mike." After much encouragement from coach Doug Collins, Jordan finally rose from the bench and re-entered the game for Larry Hughes with 2 minutes and 35 seconds remaining. At 1 minute and 45 seconds, Jordan was intentionally fouled by the 76ers' Eric Snow and stepped to the line to make both free throws. After the second foul shot, the 76ers inbounded the ball to rookie John Salmons, who in turn was intentionally fouled by Bobby Simmons 1 second later, stopping time so that Jordan could return to the bench. Jordan received a 3-minute standing ovation from his teammates, his opponents, the officials, and a crowd of 21,257 fans. Olympic career. Jordan played on 2 Olympic gold medal winning American basketball teams. As a college player, he participated and won the gold in the 1984 Summer Olympics. The team was coached by Bob Knight and featured players such as Patrick Ewing, Sam Perkins, Chris Mullin, Steve Alford, and Wayman Tisdale. Jordan led the team in scoring, averaging 17.1 points per game for the tournament. In the 1992 Summer Olympics, he was a member of the star-studded squad that included Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and David Robinson, and was dubbed the Dream Team. Jordan was the only player to start all 8 games in the Olympics. Playing limited minutes due to the frequent blowouts, Jordan averaged 14.9 points per game, finishing second on the team in scoring. Jordan and fellow Dream Team members Patrick Ewing and Chris Mullin are the only American men's basketball players to win Olympic gold as amateurs and professionals. Post-retirement. After his third retirement, Jordan assumed that he would be able to return to his front office position of Director of Basketball Operations with the Wizards. However, his previous tenure in the Wizards' front office had produced the aforementioned mixed results and may have also influenced the trade of Richard "Rip" Hamilton for Jerry Stackhouse, although Jordan was not technically Director of Basketball Operations in 2002. On May 7, 2003, Wizards owner Abe Pollin fired Jordan as Washington's president of basketball operations. Jordan later stated that he felt betrayed and that if he knew he would be fired upon retiring, he never would have come back to play for the Wizards. Jordan kept busy over the next few years by staying in shape, playing golf in celebrity charity tournaments, spending time with his family in Chicago, promoting his Jordan brand clothing line, and riding motorcycles. Since 2004, Jordan has owned Michael Jordan Motorsports, a professional closed-course motorcycle road racing team that competes with 2 Suzukis in the premier superbike class sanctioned by the American Motorcyclists Association, AMA. Jordan and his then-wife Juanita pledged $5 million to Chicago's Hales Franciscan High School in 2006. And the Jordan brand has made donations to Habitat for Humanity and a Louisiana branch of the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. On June 15, 2006, Jordan bought a minority stake in the Charlotte Bobcats, becoming the team's second largest shareholder behind majority owner Robert L. Johnson. As part of the deal, Jordan was named managing member of basketball operations with full control over the basketball side of the operation. Despite Jordan's previous success as an endorser, he has made an effort not to be included in Charlotte's marketing campaigns. In February 2010, it was reported that Jordan was seeking majority ownership of the Bobcats. As February wore on, it emerged that the leading contenders for the team were Jordan and former Houston Rockets president George Postolos. On February 27, the Bobcats announced that Johnson had reached an agreement with Jordan and his group, MJ Basketball Holdings, to buy the team pending NBA approval. On March 17, the NBA Board of Governors unanimously approved Jordan's purchase, making him the first former NBA player ever to become the majority owner of a league franchise. During the 2011 NBA lockout, the New York Times wrote that Jordan led a group of 10 to 14 hardline owners wanting to cap the player's share of basketball-related income at 50% and as low as 47%. Journalists observed that during the labor dispute in 1998, Jordan had told Washington Wizards then owner Abe Pollin, "If you can't make a profit, you should sell your team." Jason Whitlock of FoxSports.com called Jordan a, quote, sellout, wanting current players to pay for his incompetence, end quote. He cited Jordan's executive decisions to draft disappointing players Kwame Brown and Adam Morrison. During the 2011-2012 NBA season, which was shortened to 66 games, the Bobcats posted a 7-59 record. Their .106 winning percentage was the worst in NBA history. "I'm not real happy about the record book scenario last year. It's very, very frustrating," Jordan said later that year. Player profile. Jordan was a shooting guard who was also capable of playing small forward, the position he would primarily play during his second return to professional basketball with the Washington Wizards. Jordan was known throughout his career for being a strong clutch performer. He decided numerous games with last-second plays, for example, the shot, and performed at a high level even under adverse circumstances, for example, the flu game. His competitiveness was visible in his prolific trash talk and well-known work ethic. Jordan had a versatile offensive game. He was capable of aggressively driving to the basket as well as drawing fouls from his opponents at a high rate. His 8,772 free throw attempts are the ninth highest total of all time. As his career progressed, Jordan also developed the ability to post up his opponents and score with his trademark fadeaway jump shot, using his leaping ability to fade away from block attempts. According to Hubby Brown, this move alone made him nearly unstoppable. Despite media criticism as a selfish player early in his career, Jordan's 5.3 assists per game also indicate his willingness to defer to his teammates. In later years, the NBA shortened its three-point line to 22 feet from 23 feet 9 inches, which coupled with Jordan's extended shooting range to make him a long-range threat as well. His three-point stroke developed from a low 9 out of 52 rate, or .173, in his rookie year, into a stellar 111 over 260, .427 shooter in the 1995-96 season. For a guard, Jordan was also a good rebounder, 6.2 per game. In 1988, Jordan was honored with the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year award and became the first NBA player to win both the Defensive Player of the Year and MVP awards in a career, since equaled by Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson, and Kevin Garnett. Olajuwon is the only player other than Jordan to win both during the same season. In addition, he set both seasonal and career records for blocked shots by a guard, and combined this with his ball-thieving ability to become a standout defensive player. His 2,514 steals are second highest all-time behind John Stockton, while his steals per game average is third all-time. Jerry West often stated that he was more impressed with Jordan's defensive contributions than his offensive ones. Legacy. Jordan's basketball talent was clear from his rookie season. In his first game in Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks, Jordan received a prolonged standing ovation, a rarity for an opposing player. After Jordan scored a playoff record 63 points against the Boston Celtics in 1986, Celtics star Larry Bird described him as, quote, "God disguised as Michael Jordan," end quote. Jordan led the NBA in scoring in 10 seasons, an NBA record, and tied Wilt Chamberlain's record of 7 consecutive scoring titles. He was also a fixture on the NBA All-Defensive First Team, making the roster 9 times, an NBA record shared with Gary Payton. Jordan also holds the top career regular season and playoff scoring averages of 30.1 and 33.4 points per game, respectively. By 1998, the season of his finals winning shot against the Jazz, he was well known throughout the league as a clutch performer. In the regular season, Jordan was the Bulls' primary threat in the final seconds of a close game, and in the playoffs, Jordan would always demand the ball at crunch time. Jordan's total of 5,987 points in the playoffs is the highest in NBA history. He retired with 32,292 points in regular season play, placing him third on the NBA's all-time scoring list behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Karl Malone. With five regular season MVPs, tied for second place with Bill Russell, only Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has won more with six finals MVPs, an NBA record, and three All-Star MVPs, Jordan is the most decorated player ever to play in the NBA. Jordan finished among the top three in regular season MVP voting a record 10 times and was named one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history in 1996. A quote from Magic Johnson: "There is Michael Jordan, and then there's the rest of us." End quote. Many of Jordan's contemporaries label Jordan as the greatest basketball player of all time. An ESPN survey of journalists, athletes, and other sports figures ranked Jordan the greatest North American athlete of the 20th century, above icons such as Babe Ruth and Muhammad Ali. Jordan placed second to Babe Ruth in the Associated Press's list of 20th century athletes. In addition, the Associated Press voted him as the basketball player of the 20th century. Jordan has also appeared on the front cover of Sports Illustrated a record 49 times. In the September 1996 issue of Sport, which was the publication's 50th anniversary issue, Jordan was named the greatest athlete of the past 50 years. Jordan's athletic leaping ability, highlighted in his back-to-back slam dunk contest championships in 1987 and 1988, is credited by many with having influenced a generation of young players. Several current NBA All-Stars have stated that they considered Jordan their role model while growing up, including LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. In addition, commentators have dubbed a number of next-generation players the next Michael Jordan upon their entry to the NBA, including Anfernee Penny Hardaway, Grant Hill, Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Vince Carter, and Dwayne Wade. Although Jordan was a well-rounded player, his Air Jordan image is also often credited with inadvertently decreasing the jump shooting skills, defense, and fundamentals of young players, a fact Jordan himself has lamented. Quote, "I think it was the exposure of Michael Jordan, the marketing of Michael Jordan. Everything was marketed towards the things that people wanted to see, which was scoring and dunking. That Michael Jordan still played defense and an all-around game, but it was never really publicized." End quote. Although Jordan has done much to increase the status of the game, some of his impact on the game's popularity in America appears to be fleeting. Television ratings in particular increased only during his time in the league and have subsequently lowered each time he left the game. In August 2009, the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts, opened a Michael Jordan exhibit containing items from his college and NBA careers, as well as from the 1992 Dream Team. The exhibit also has a batting glove to signify Jordan's short career in baseball. After Jordan received word of his being accepted into the Hall of Fame, he selected Class of 1996 member David Thompson to present him. As Jordan would later explain during his induction speech in September 2009, growing up in North Carolina, he was not a fan of the Tar Heels and greatly admired Thompson, who played at rival North Carolina State. He was inducted into the Hall in September with several former Bulls teammates in attendance, including Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Charles Oakley, Ron Harper, Steve Kerr, and Tony Kukoc. former coaches of Jordan's, Dean Smith and Doug Collins, were also among those present. Personal life. Jordan is the fourth of five children. He has two older brothers, Larry Jordan and James R. Jordan, Jr., one older sister, Dolores, and a younger sister, Roslyn. Jordan's brother, James, retired in 2006 as the Command Sergeant Major of the 35th Signal Brigade of the 18th Airborne Corps in the U.S. Army. He married Juanita Vanoy in September 1989, and they have two sons, Jeffrey Michael and Marcus James, and a daughter, Jasmine. Jordan and Vanoy filed for divorce on January 4, 2002, citing irreconcilable differences, but reconciled shortly thereafter. They again filed for divorce and were granted a final decree of dissolution of marriage on December 29, 2006, commenting that the decision was made mutually and amicably. It is reported that Juanita received a $168 million settlement, making it the largest celebrity divorce settlement in history at the time on public record. In 1991, Jordan purchased a lot in Highland Park, Illinois, to build a 56,000-square-foot mansion, which was completed 4 years later. Both of his sons attended Loyola Academy, a private Roman Catholic high school located in Wilmette, Illinois. Jeffrey graduated as a member of the 2007 graduating class and played his first collegiate basketball game on November 11, 2007, for the University of Illinois. After two seasons, Jeffrey left the Illinois basketball team in 2009. He later rejoined the team for a third season, then received a release to transfer to the University of Central Florida, where Marcus was attending. Marcus transferred to Whitney Young High School after his sophomore year at Loyola Academy and graduated in 2009. He began attending UCF in the fall of 2009 and played three seasons of basketball for the school. On July 21, 2006, a Cook County, Illinois judge determined that Jordan did not owe his alleged former lover, Carla Naffel, $5 million. Jordan had allegedly paid Naffel $250,000 to keep their relationship a secret. Naffel claimed Jordan promised her $5 million for remaining silent and agreeing not to file a paternity suit after Naffel learned she was pregnant in 1991. A DNA test showed Jordan was not the father of the child. He proposed to his longtime girlfriend, Cuban-American model Yvette Prieto, on Christmas Eve 2011 and is engaged. Jordan listed his Highland Park mansion for sale in 2012. Jordan's private jet features a stripe in North Carolina blue, the Air Jordan logo on the tail, and references to his career in the identification number. Media figure and business interests. Jordan is one of the most marketed sports figures in history. He has been a major spokesman for such brands as Nike, Coca-Cola, Chevrolet, Gatorade, McDonald's, Ballpark Franks, Rayovac, Wheaties, Hanes, and MCI. Jordan has had a long relationship with Gatorade, appearing in over 20 commercials for the company since 1991, including the Like Mike commercials, in which a song was sung by children wishing to be like Jordan. Nike created a signature shoe for him called the Air Jordan. One of Jordan's more popular commercials for the shoe involved Spike Lee playing the part of Mars Blackmon. In the commercials, Lee, as Blackmon, attempted to find the source of Jordan's abilities and became convinced that, quote, "it's gotta be the shoes," end quote. The hype and demand for the shoes even brought on a spate of shoejackings where people were robbed of their sneakers at gunpoint. Subsequently, Nike spun off the Jordan line into its own division named the Jordan Brand. The company features an impressive list of athletes and celebrities as endorsers. The brand has also sponsored college sports programs such as those of North Carolina, Cincinnati, Cal, St. John's, Georgetown, and North Carolina A&T. Jordan also has been associated with the Looney Tunes cartoon characters. A Nike commercial shown during the 1993 Super Bowl 27 featured Jordan and Bugs Bunny playing basketball against a group of Martian characters. The Super Bowl commercial inspired the 1996 live-action animated movie Space Jam, which starred Jordan and Bugs in a fictional story set during his first retirement. They have subsequently appeared together in several commercials for MCI. Jordan's yearly income from the endorsements is estimated to be over $40 million. In addition, when Jordan's power at the ticket gates was at its highest point, the Bulls regularly sold out every game they played in, whether home or away. Due to this, Jordan set records in player salary by signing annual contracts worth in excess of $30 million per season. An academic study found that Jordan's first NBA comeback resulted in an increase in the market capitalization of his client firms of more than $1 billion. Most of Jordan's endorsement deals, including the first deal with Nike, were engineered by his agent, David Falk. Jordan has said of Falk that, quote, he's the best at what he does, and that, marketing-wise, he's great. He's the one who came up with the concept of Air Jordan, end quote. In June 2010, Jordan was ranked by Forbes magazine as the 20th most powerful celebrity in the world, with $55 million earned between June 2009 and June 2010. According to the Forbes article, Jordan Brand generates $1 billion in sales for Nike. Honors and awards. Jordan won numerous awards and set many records during his career. The following are some of his achievements. Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame Class of 2009. Two-time Olympic gold medals, 1984-1992. Six-time NBA champion. Six-time NBA Finals MVP. Five-time NBA MVP. 10 NBA scoring titles. Three-time steals leader. Three-time minutes leader. 14 NBA All-Star selections. Three-time NBA All-Star Game MVP. 11 All-NBA selections, 9 All-Defensive First Team selections, 2-time NBA Slam Dunk Contest Champion in 1987 and 1988, NBA Rookie of the Year 1984-85, NBA Defensive Player of the Year 1987-88, NCAA National Championship University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill 1981-82, ACC Freshman of the Year 1981-82, two-time consensus NCAA All-American First Team, 1982-83, 1983-84. ACC Men's Basketball Player of the Year, 1983-84. USBWA College Player of the Year, 1983-84. Naismith College Player of the Year, 1983-84. John R. Wooden Award, 1983-84. Adolph Rupp Trophy, 1983-84. Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year, 1991, named one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history in 1996, ranked number one by Slam Magazine's Top 50 Players of All Time, ranked number one by ESPN Sports Century's Top 100 Athletes of the 20th Century, elected to North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame.
Michael Jordan, personal information. Born February 17, 1963, aged 49 at time of current read. Born in Brooklyn, New York, United States of America. Nationality, American. Listed height, 6 foot 6 or 1.98 meters. Listed weight, 216 pounds or 98 kilograms. Career information, high school. Emsley A. Laney, located in Wilmington, North Carolina. College, North Carolina, 1981-84. NBA Draft, 1984. Round 1, pick 3rd overall. Selected by the Chicago Bulls. Pro career, from 1984 to 2003. Career history,
1984 to 1993, 1995 to 1998 with the Chicago Bulls, 2001 to 2003 with the Washington Wizards. Career statistics, points 32,292, 30.1 points per game. Rebounds 6,672 for an average of 6.2 RPG. Assists 5,633 for an average of 5.3 APG.
End of recording.